5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
And it is a legendary podcast, because this is the first podcast of which all my comments are recorded on video. So you have the joy of looking at me on YouTube or hofprofit.com/vlog. We're gonna talk about the great secret of making a fortune by investing, the government unemployment benefits, and more of those yummy fun things. So I would say, let's get the problem bumped out and let's get the show started. And a very warm welcome also for the lovely people who are looking at this instead of listening. As you know, I host a weekday podcast. You can find the podcast on hofit.com/podcast or simply follow the link that's below. So the reason that I started the show is that my writing is terrible. Just ask everyone. My talks are good. My brains are good. So it is time to get the ball out, and I would say welcome to the first podcast with recorded video, and the video is uploaded on YouTube, Facebook, and whatever platform I can find. So I would strongly suggest you to follow it. As I said on the intro to the podcast, we're going to talk about the secret of making small fortunes. And this sounds maybe stupid, but a lot of people lose money with their investments, and you can say that there are good things to investing or bad things. You can say that you know people who made a fortune, you know people who lost money, but actually it just comes to the buying momentum. When the fear is there and the prices are low, you could make small fortunes. For example, if you are investing in airline stocks, a great moment was what happened after 9/11, which was terrible. Don't get me wrong, I mean, murdering people is wrong, but when you are looking at the fear was there, it was a great moment to invest in it. You saw it with the British Petrol, BP, when they had the Deepwater Horizon explosion. It was terrible and a tragedy for the people who died. It was the biggest natural disaster, as far as I know, in the BP history. But the company lost in a few weeks over $105 billion in value, and the company was just profitable, so there was nothing wrong with it. It's just a company that was profitable. They made fortunes, because companies do is making fortunes, and that was a great moment to invest in it. And you can say that there are good things, you can say there are bad things. Yeah, I know, it's all true, but it's time to get that ball out. And it's time for you to realize that when the fear is there, then it's a great moment to go. So that is something. I mean, Templeton got his legendary fund company founded on this principle. He invested at the moment just when the Nazi government invaded Poland to kick off the Second World War, which I'm pretty sure was an accident, because they were not really ready to fight two battles, and this was giving them battle. So it was just from that side that, but if you invest the shares when the price collapsing, go in. And it is something that we forget to look at. It's something that we're realizing, and it is something that we don't do, because most people are looking at the massive projects and the massive news and go with the mainstream news. Don't do that. Go with the sub news. Go monitor a favorite investment category. Go for it. And this sounds stupid, but take it from that perspective. So what I would next to that, and I really think that it's time to have a quick chat about the mayor of Eindhoven. Yeah, I know, and my lovely podcast listeners know he is a frequent item in my show, and that's for easy and good reason. He keeps doing stupid things, and so I need to expose John Jorisma and the terrible things he's doing, because he is a mayor. So basically, he is the head of the city council. He is running the calculating and measuring which city council member voted against, and more of those really bureaucratic things. He's also responsible for the safety, and so it is his, I would blame him for the fact that the city of Eindhoven owned a property which had an excess. The only good thing is he closed it for the period he would do it with private building. So I cannot say that he discriminates the entrepreneurs and investors to the terroristic and bureaucratic government. Oh dear, we have the issues. Oh well, that's life. So what we need, what we have, we are heading towards elections for the city council, and in Eindhoven there are 16, yes, 16 political parties who are gonna fight for one of the 45 seats. And he really hopes that all 16 are getting in. He said that on. Here is a big problem. He is the head of the vote counting. He is counting. So just imagine that he says from, well, all votes on those three parties, we are not counting them, so throw them away. He can do it. He is the guy in control. I mean, at this moment, all my, if you look at vote rigging, all alerts are off. So I really hope he is not doing it. I really hope it, but I don't have a proof that he is. I don't have proof that he is not. So it's just, we have to look out for it, because this is said, and this is a major risk for the world.
Social media is here. Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Weibo, blogging, LinkedIn, Swan, Google+. But how to use them in your advantage? Get yourself the Social Media Expert course. It's the smart point to use all social media in your advantage without burning all your time. Hofprofit.com/SMM. I say Hofprofit.com/SMM.
Yeah, and we all know what day it is today. Today is Valentine's Day. So if you have any Valentine's plans, please share them with me. You can leave me a comment on SoundCloud, YouTube, or below. Just, I look forward to hearing back from you. I want to know what your Valentine's plans are. I have no Valentine plans. There is one critical component that you need for Valentine's Day that I am missing. So if you're interested, also then drop me a message. Oh, this is a funny way to get it sorted out. No, there is something else that I consider really important. Today is 10 years ago that I went on government benefits. In the Netherlands we had Wajong, that basically means if you're disabled, like me, I am partly sighted, or to say it better, legally blind, then you can get money. And the idea is you are too sick to work. So, because you can't work, you can't get benefits for the side that you cannot work, because then you should be capable to work. Because you are disabled or partly sighted, in my case, then you have the situation that, well, in a nutshell, there was no government benefit. So I was kicked in that group, and 10 years ago they kicked me out. And that was with really good contact. I still have good contact with the guys who are running that system of social care. The only sad thing is that over the past years, the central government decentralized unemployment benefits. They decentralized almost everything, and they only did not decentralize those benefits for the partly sighted and the disabled people. So what cities did to blow up the social system and the collective welfare state that they got in the Netherlands with social justice and money for all is basically to blow it up, because if they could figure out anything to put you in this group, then they did it. So, oh, you are too to work. Yeah, you go into that group. That's something that I really blame the local governments for what they've done. And but it's 10 years old, I am out of it, 10 years. With this, I am the statistical error. So I started out for myself, started bookkeeping for him, did a lot of money. I had a tremendous journey. I've met a lot of nice, friendly people, stayed some time overseas, checked out the world, know what I want. I mean, yeah, it's lovely. It is really great. I mean, I am out. One of the government employees that I have good contact with. Yes, they exist. It is really scary sometimes, a government employee who don't age me. Then what they were saying, and he really said, well, our name of all the Dutch taxpayers, thanks for getting out. You say, because we had an email talk and he asked me, how much did you save us? I said, I am not sure. I don't know what it cost to get this group operated, but let's say it's $1,000 a month, including this, the benefits, the cost of operations of the government bodies, the buildings, the overhead, administration, everything. Well, then let's say it's also easy calculating, then I've saved you €120,000. So I always say, if you go this route, there is something that you need to realize. I am not the most easy guy to work with. I really know what I want and I go to and I'm going that route. If there is a wall, I can go around the wall, but I have no problem of going through the wall. Last year I had a lot of issues with the city of Eindhoven and they went nuts from me. So that's good. And I really did everything within the law, but I bullied them all the way that I could figure it out. And that was really sad for them, but good for me. And I really didn't care about it. So that's just something that I would say, yeah, what we need is people, more of those people, what you can't do. I mean, I'm partly sighted. So I don't think that Hainan Airlines and Chinese Airliner I own shares in will ever consider me for any operation in an aircraft. I mean, you're nuts to do that. And they are not nuts. They are smart. So, hey. But maybe I'm really handy and really good for the fields of creative. So, on that side, but it's so I intended to have a big day, barbecue out, put some spare ribs on, some prompts on the speed, grill some fish, some chicken, have some nice white beer from the hookah, the factory, but decided to kill it all. That's because I'm fighting off an issue with an utility and service provider here in the area. They are big, they have 600 people on the payroll, they're called Camkins, and they are really mocking that I post negative things on the internet about them, because after 3 attempts they still failed to deliver up a contract for which they confirmed on the 18th of December, and I expected that contract to be executed around New Year. Buy the stuff, get the stuff, and you are there. Just give me a moment to have a coffee. Where does the world stand without coffee? It's the fuel that keeps the world going. Now, so I decided not to hold a party. It's really sad. Otherwise, some business partners, nice people would get out. And for all those guys, don't worry. For me, it's the party season started. It's just that I would say now there is an issue that I need to sort out. Unfortunately, the cooperative and nice and friendly way is not really working. So, another route, which is a bit more complex, a bit more tough, but it's okay. It's fine by me. I mean, it's okay. I will work it out. And one secret, I mean, I think that I'm gonna win. So, okay, you keep tracking the regional media in the southern part of the Netherlands, because pretty chance that you will get some articles in newspapers or radio, television. Oh yes, I'm gonna get famous. Well, it's not really to get famous. It's just to get them deliver a contract, and I totally had it with it. So let's have a look. And the sad thing, at least on the benefits, is to get back to the main topic, is that the government should think more in solutions. They should think in what to do and how to do it, and what's the goal. And don't look at the end goal within your own way of thinking. I mean, if you have a non-social, non-communicative guy who don't like to talk, I hear a great job as package delivery guy. I never had a package delivery guy who want to talk for an hour or even has the time to chat it for an hour. I would say we have a lovely solution. Hey, that's someone else done. So with those comments, I would say think about it and let me know what you think about it.
The Brexit is here. Article 50 is triggered. The talks are going on. Unprecedented change will happen. We know this, we know things for certain. The Brexit is a profit maker, at least if you are open for making some money. Get yourself the profitable Brexit report. It explains how the Brexit could happen, the economic fundamentals. Finally, also a few great methods to make some money on the Brexit. So, are you a profit maker? Are you someone that's open-minded when it comes to making profits? Check hofprofit.com/Brexit.
And then is it time for the last segment, and I thought it was a great moment to talk about the Brexit and the murder on the Orient Express. The Murder on the Orient Express is a legendary book from Agatha Christie with the Belgian detective Hercule Poirot. It's a lovely book, at least I love it, and it is also one of the really big money-making movies. I mean, 20th Fox made a movie again and they made a small fortune with it. There are a few versions of it and it is just legendary, and that's fine. I mean, 20th Century Fox is a private company, and this private company should make money. That's really their model. So having that said, we need to realize that the Orient Express, the train, is still going, and I am really a big supporter of the company that owns it. In my Brexit report, which you can find on hofprofit.com/Brexit, I also explains why I think that this company is great. It's a great investment to make money on the Brexit. I mean, we all can figure out why the Brexit is a great thing. First of all, the Brexit allows the British government to widen its world and take a step beyond. Secondly, they have the opportunity to leave an undemocratic and terrible organization, which has no social control and is trying to limit innovations. So on that side, and they could, for example, make a free trade deal with China and India. I mean, this sounds stupid, but I would say it sounds great to me. Free trade with China and India. I mean, it would mean an enormous, tremendous opportunity for profitability. And the company that's active in the that's operating the Orient Express is also active with other trains, boats, hotels. And this firm, I don't give you the name because I want you to buy the report, to be honest. But their facilities are places you want to go. It's not compulsory. No one forces you to stay there. The price of the Orient Express from Paris to Venice, they are for example, if you take the legendary route London Istanbul, pretty sure that the private jet is cheaper. Yeah, pretty sure. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but if I would figure out what a private jet would cost a person, so let's say you fly with six people, approximately you're there London to Istanbul cheaper, and that's no problem. That's fine. That's a great thing, because that means you wanna go, wanna take it. So on that side, I would say check it out, hofprofit.com/Brexit. Simply have a look at it on the murder on the Orient Express. And more of this tomorrow, and I will talk to you then. And don't forget, please like, share, retweet, and send me your comments. So I would say cheers.